Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We welcome Dr. Ephraim Lapid, who is a senior research fellow at the Europa Institute and also a former IDF spokesperson. Doctor, very good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Welcome.
Thank you, Doctor. So we're looking at the plans for the release of the hostages, particularly the special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, his plan for the release of the hostages. Take us through what exactly this plan was, because it doesn't seem to be agreeing with many people. What was the plan?
I think that we have to see the case of the hostages not as an Israeli case vis-a-vis Hamas. This is an international issue. How a brutal terrorist organization take innocent people from their beds and take them to be placards in a political dispute, conflict between Hamas and Israel. And you see that even United States and Egypt and Qatar and many others that see it in a very important priority, I say we, including, of course, Israel, we don't succeed to exclude an organization like Hamas. And now, we thought, after the involvement, the very important and effective involvement of United States, we thought that the phase A, that was in a sense was a successful phase with the release of some dozens of hostages. We wanted to continue in the same format, and Hamas refused. Hamas wants to bring the end of this war from their point of view. And we have to remember that the end of the war is not a ceasefire. The end of the war should ensure the security of Israel for the future. And therefore, we want a set of arrangements that will assure it. Now we see an initiative of Egypt that will exclude Hamas in the framework of the future of the settlement in Gaza. Hopefully, you know that we are on the eve of a summit conference of the Arab League to deal with the future of Gaza, and they understand that if they want to give a certain future to Gaza and to Israel, they have to, as I said, to exclude Hamas. Let's hope that it will include also the future of the hostages who are in a, such a bitter, very bitter situation. We see it with every evidence of those who were released in the last weeks.
Doctor, with the Arab nations coming together with Egypt, can we perhaps be seeing more pressure being applied from the Arab world on Hamas?
The importance is that this is not a unique initiative of Egypt. This is a summit conference. They understand, Hamas should understand, maybe they don't, but they should understand that if Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all the Gulf states who not only have the fingers to vote, but have also the abilities to assist Hamas. I hope that let's hope that Hamas will understand that a decision of the Arab Summit Summit Conference will lead to a certain position, let's say position of the very bitter situation of the hostages.
Indeed. Doctor, we're going to have to leave it there. As always, thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive, in this case to give us your views on the hostage proposal for the hostage release, the plan behind that.